Hare Krishna Deva Devotees, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call today. We are fortunate to have His Grace Jivan Gaur Hari Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of glories of Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. I would like to hand our call to Suresh Murthy Prabhuji for brief introduction of Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Suresh Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranama, Vishnu Srila Prabhupada. I would like to hand over call to you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Yeah, so brief introduction about Prabhuji. His Grace Jivana Gaura Hari Das Prabhu has been associating with his con for last 22 years. Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. Prabhuji is a sector leader for South Chennai zone with more than 25 Bhakti Vrikshas. Every year, Prabhuji takes hundreds of devotees for Mayapur and Jagannath Puri Parikram. And Prabhuji is proficient in Tamil, with his articles getting published regularly in Tamil Back to Godhead magazine. Prabhuji's online Tamil classes on Chaitanya Leela attract numerous devotees worldwide. Thank you very much. Back to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Jivan Gaur Hari Prabhuji. Now please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving.
Mataji. Prabhuji just joined, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Our glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for joining the call and giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of glories of Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. I would like to hand over call to you, Prabhuji. Welcome to the Bhakti Sangha conference call.
ॐ अज्ञानातिमिरन्धस्य नानाञ्जनशलाकया सक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः नमावों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि भाषत्यते सदारिणे जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा वेलकम यू ऑल वैष्णव वैष्णवीज फॉर गिविंग मी दिस वंडरफुल एसोसिएशन टू स्पीक रिमेंबर and hear about the glorious pastimes of these three wonderful acharyas, Raghunath Dasa Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Krishna Dasa Kaviraja Goswami. As we all know that our Gaudiya Parampara is based on these concepts of the six Goswamis. For Gaudiya Vaishnavas, repeatedly it is stressed that it is only the following footsteps of Pancha Tattva and the Sat Goswamis of Vrindavan. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, they are the eternal associates of the Lord who have assisted Lord Chaitanya in his preaching mission. Lord Chaitanya, using his free will, he appeared in this world to give free love for Krishna, and he accomplished that mission using his contemporary associates like the Sat Goswami of Vrindavan. So first we will look into the pastime places of Raghunath Dasa Goswami. He took birth in Krishnapur. It's near Panihatti, Godamandala Dham. So we will have a darshan of those places and we can have wonderful sweet pastimes, what all happened there. So the Sat Goswamis of Vrindavan, as we all know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entrusted his complete mission into this great Acharya personalities. And we all know that during the advent of Lord Chaitanya, many of his associates took birth, mostly in Gauramandala, covering East Bengal, West Bengal, and part of Orissa. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, so he took his residence at Krishnapur. Krishnapur is one of the seven villages of the Adi Sabdagram. So when we go to Panihatti, if we can cross the Ganges on the other shore, then these villages come, Sabdagram, Krishnapur. So this is the exact place where Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, he had his residence. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we all know that his opulence was like that of an Indra. But due to the centuries past, we can see how these places, we can just only see remnants of few places. But at that time, these places were so opulent that to what extent you see, there will be horse shed, and to what extent you can see, there will be elephant shed. And behind this residence, there is a river Saraswati canal, because these persons, they were from aristocratic family and they were doing wealthy business. So ship used to come to that home. So we will be also seeing those places also. So this is the exact place, Krishnapur, the birthplace of Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. And we all at least should try to remember the Acharya's Sripat. Sripat means either the birthplace or the residence place. We call it as Sripat. Like Calcutta is Sripat for us because Prabhupada's birthplace. So Krishnapur, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, who is none other than the Prayojana Acharya. So there we can also have darshan of Raghunatha Dasa Goswami Murti at Krishnapur, and also his family worshipable deity, Radha Krishna deity. So here, among the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, the first Goswami to meet Lord Chaitanya is none other than Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. And he had a chance to meet Lord Chaitanya after he took sannyas when he came to Shantipur. How did he get the chance to meet Lord Chaitanya? So, Haridas Thakur, he came here to Krishnapur. At that time, Balaram Acharya, who is the family priest of Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, introduced to Raghunatha Das to Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur, he gave his valuable association and he penetrated Mahaprabhu's mercy into the heart of Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. And he was constantly chanting here by the contagious effect of Haridas Thakur, pure love for Krishna. Raghunatha Dasa Goswami immediately started to develop hankering, tremendous intense love for Mahaprabhu. So when he was at the age of around 15, he took the permission of his parents, Govardhana Majumdar, Hiranya Majumdar. So they are all joint family. Then from there, coming to Shantipur is not far, it's only few hours travel from Krishnapur to Shantipur. So there he met Mahaprabhu. After seeing Mahaprabhu, he is already this Acharya's heart, they are like a butter. And after seeing Mahaprabhu, he completely gave up his attachment to material things. But he acted in such a way, Mahaprabhu openly told him, don't be over enthusiastic. Control yourself. Internally, you have love for Krishna. Externally, you do your work as a professional businessman. And when the right time comes, when Krishna gives you favor, then you will feel that effect. So this is the instruction. Don't be a false renunciant. So this was the instruction given by Mahaprabhu to Raghunatha Dasa Goswami when he met Mahaprabhu for the first time at Shantipur. So Mahaprabhu stayed, as we all know, for around 10 days there at Shantipur. Mother Sachi came and then served. So seeing all the wonderful dealings between Mahaprabhu and his associates, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami was completely overwhelmed with ecstatic love for Krishna, ecstatic love for Mahaprabhu. And taking this mood, he again went back to his hometown, Krishnapur. So he had his deity, the family worshipable deity. He was worshipping here. He was also married to a beautiful aristocratic girl. But as we all know that he didn't have that much attachment to the family life. Why? The reason is, if a person has got Krishna's grace, favor for him, this material world will remain insignificant. He will not have any attachment. But he acts in a responsible way, but he doesn't have attachment. And that is the sign whether we have truly got the mercy of Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Disciplic succession mercy depends on how much we are attached to Krishna and how much we are detached from material things. This is the criteria. And Raghunatha Dasa Goswami naturally developed those natural affection for Krishna. And Raghunatha Dasa Goswami's mother, she used to tell to Raghunatha Dasa Goswami's father, he should be tied. But Raghunatha Dasa Goswami's father used to say, the best bondage in this material world is the relationship between husband and wife. And if that bond cannot keep Raghunatha Dasa Goswami in family life, although he is young, she is young, she is beautiful and more opulent, if these things cannot bind Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, oh foolish woman, can't you understand? He has got the grace of Krishna. Their parents, they were also pure Vaishnavas only. We can say almost like a pure Vaishnavas, almost like pure Vaishnavas. Since they were, his father was involved in like a tax collector. Nawab Hussain Shah, he was governing Bengal. And every year, their concept is, like, their strategy is like whoever is influential in those villages, they used to collect the taxes. They can keep 1/4 and 3/4 they should give to the government treasury. So they were a little bit attached to the gold coins. But for Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, it was completely different. So here we can also see the Raghunatha Dasa Goswami's worshipable deity, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. His worshipable, personal worshipable deity we can see here in Krishna Puja. And apart from that, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, he was externally was behaving in such a way that no one suspected him, because Mahaprabhu used to say that Mahaprabhu, the acharyas, they used to give this example. If a woman has a paramour love, she acts in such a way that the family members don't suspect. So like that, he applied that concept, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. He was internally attached to Krishna tremendously. But externally, he behaved that he is like a normal professional for some years. But still, his anchoring was increasing. So, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, he spent his life here. And just behind the building, actually, we are seeing the small canal. It was like a big river, River Saraswati. Then it became like a lake. Now it has become like a pond. And actually, ship used to come here, exactly behind the residence of Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. And they used to do all sorts of aristocratic business dealing. So that's why, if we can remember these pastimes, and if we can go to those places, then we can relish them. Because generally, from mundane eye, we just see only normal brick building, and also bamboos in the courtyard. So it will not be so aristocratic now. But we can also try to understand what was once aristocratic in those times, now it has become very, very ordinary. And whatever village, now it has become like a tremendous towns and cities. So when he was residing here, and we all know that Balaram Acharya introduced to Haridas Thakur, then he developed desire to meet Mahaprabhu, then he went to Shantipur, developed a tremendous love for Krishna, but still there is no turning point in his life. At that time, he got the news that Nityananda Prabhu has come to Panihati. Nityananda Prabhu, he is like a person, wherever he goes, he can attract, like honey can attract honeybees wherever he goes. All jivas, they are very intimately related to Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. So this news also went to Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, just opposite of the Ganges, Panihati and Krishnapur, not exactly, very not very far. So he came there, he offered his respectful obeisances from a far distant place. Then the associates of Lord Nityananda told to Nithai, look, there is Raghunatha Das. They can understand. They are all eternal associates of Krishna in Vrindavan. And we all know that Nityananda Prabhu called him a thief because he was offering prostrated obeisances in a far off places. He actually gave the mercy by putting his lotus feet on his head. And apart from that, he gave a punishment. The punishment is that you have to feed all my associates here. So it is a lovely, wonderful, acceptable punishment. And he also benedicted, very soon, you will attain the complete favor of Lord Chaitanya. So it means that prior to that, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, he used to run out of his home. But every time he used to run out of his home, he used to be caught up back. But after getting blessings of Lord Nityananda, we can see that how Raghunatha Dasa Goswami got disentanglement from his family life. So hearing the punishment news, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami immediately ordered for Chidadahi, the puffed rice soaked with the yogurt, and the puffed rice mixed with condensed milk, with the camphor, banana, with the jaggery. And he used to give 2 pots to all the persons who are assembled there. And this is the exact place in Panihati. When you drop at Kolkata airport or Howrah station, on the way to Mayapur is only Panihati. And this is the exact banyan tree under which Lord Nityananda sat, and he was appearing like a sun, like a moon under this banyan tree near the shore of the Ganges, and many of his associates were here. So that's why Nityananda Prabhu immediately remembered his pastimes in Vrindavan as a cowherd boy. That's why cowherd boy, they used to have tiffin, exchange food, and then they used to have fun entertainment. So he wanted to repeat that pastime here. That's why this Panihati, famous pastime, took place. And just 100 meters from this place is ISKCON Panihati. They are building a wonderful temple. And just 100 meters is Raghava Bhavan, where Raghava Bhavan kitchen is there. And Mahaprabhu used to stay there eternally. And he used to prepare wonderful prasad with his sister Damayanti. She's a so expert to cook that she can even prepare that son papadi. Here we call it a son papadi. She used to prepare from the Ganges mud. She is so expert. Who is an expert cook? Who can cook with a minimum ingredient? Damayanti is so expert. So all this pastime was happening here. So then immediately, so the news spread to all the villages. Many people came here. And then it was like a fun entertainment. And we all know that when Nityananda Prabhu is present, no more shortage for food. And more devotees came, more puffed rice and other fruits it was procured. And then everyone, they were sumptuously fed. So at that time, Nityananda Prabhu did the trick. What trick did he do? So he brought Mahaprabhu from Puri to here. So Mahaprabhu, he used to wear a special flower garland. So that fragrance was coming. Jasmine. And then everyone could sense that Mahaprabhu is there, but only the fortunate souls could see that. But Nityananda Prabhu and certainly the close associates of Mahaprabhu, they were able to witness the pastime. Mahaprabhu was taken by Nityananda Prabhu in the rose. And Nityananda Prabhu will take a morsel of food and put it in the mouth of Mahaprabhu. They can see only Nityananda Prabhu taking, and then it's floating. Then it will disappear. It means that Mahaprabhu used to take. So such pastime happened here. Confidential associate, they were able to realize that. Because wherever there is a heavy kirtan danced by Nityananda Prabhu, and Manihati is also the residence of Raghava Pandit, so Mahaprabhu, he enjoyed this festival because Balai, he cannot bear the separation from Krishna. Nitai cannot bear the separation of Mahaprabhu. See, I am enjoying so much with the associates. Where is Mahaprabhu? Then Mahaprabhu immediately appeared there instantly. Mahaprabhu is already in the heart and he can appear at any time. And there was no place for devotees to sit. So they were sitting on the shore of the Ganges, enjoying prasad. Prabhupada used to say, our Krishna conscious movement is chanting, dancing and feasting. One devotee went to Prabhupada and complained, Prabhupada, this devotee is not doing any service. He is chanting his 16 rounds and he is taking prasad. Then Prabhupada told that he has rightly understood the essence of my movement. That's all. Chanting, feasting and dancing. No more. In spiritual world, it's only that. So such pastime happened here at Panihati, and we can see that festival, naturally, it is very giving lot of joy. Prabhupada says that in spiritual world, every day is a festival. And every day we do Mangala Arati, chanting, prasad, devotee association. It's only festival. It's only a matter of realization. Sometimes people ask why there are many festivals in ISKCON. In spiritual world, every day is a festival. Why in every day, if we chant with Krishna, we have a direct appointment with Krishna. It's a festival, that's all. So such is the eternal pastimes. But Raghunatha Dasa Goswami was so fortunate to participate in this festival, to feed these Vaishnavas. Though it was in the guise of punishment, it's the real mercy. Serving the Vaishnavas to the full satisfaction. That is enough to get complete mercy of Gaur Nitai. And even after this festival was completed, he was an aristocratic man. So according to the devotees' advancement in Krishna consciousness, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami gave gold coins to various devotees. And he didn't give directly. He gave it to Raghava Pandit, you distribute. So he has so much love for Krishna. So after this, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami went to his residence, Krishnapur. After getting the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, one day in the early morning, he was completely goddard. At that time, Yadunandan Acharya, he was not feeling well. So he wanted one of his disciples to take care of the deity worship. And he told Raghunatha Dasa Goswami to call a brahmana. And Raghunatha Dasa Goswami used that opportune moment. So he escaped because he was walking with his priest. No one suspected. Then immediately for many days, he walked along the jungle side, not eating, only taking fruits and then peanuts, water. And then he came to Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri, he got the news that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is staying in the house of Kashi Mishra, that is Gambira. And after searching for Mahaprabhu, then immediately Vasudeva Datta's brother Mukunda Datta immediately informed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here is Raghunatha Das. Then Mahaprabhu was completely ecstatic. So earlier Mahaprabhu darshan he had at Shantipur, and after getting mercy of Nitai only, he could now take complete shelter of Mahaprabhu. At that time Mahaprabhu told, now I am entrusting you to Swarup Damodara Goswami. And Swarup Damodara told, now I am handing over this Raghunath to you. You take care of him nicely. And we all know that Raghunatha Dasa Goswami stayed in Puri for 16 years under the care of Swarup Damodara Goswami. And every year, 200 devotees, not less than 200 devotees, used to come from Navadip just by walking to Puri for this Jagannath Radhayatra festival. And also, they used to stay here during this Chaturmasya. So at that time, whenever the devotees came from Navadip Puri to Jagannath Puri, there is one, that is persons who have gone to this Puri Parikrama, they can understand this Atharnala bridge. Alarnath is different. This Atharnala bridge, curve, curve, curve. So that is the entry point. Mahaprabhu and his close associates, they used to rush to this spot and then receive all the Navadip Dham vasis. Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, he was also part of this seva. Inviting devotees means to put a garland and then to apply chandan, sandal, in the forehead. That is the traditional way of inviting a Vaishnavas. So in those services also, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami was completely immersed. And Raghunatha Dasa Goswami's spirit of devotion knew no bound. We all know that the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were given specific instruction by Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya gave a specific instruction to Raghunatha Das that you should be exemplary in renunciation and detachment. Earlier, when Raghunatha Dasa Goswami came to Puri, immediately somehow or other, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami's parents entered from Shivananda Sen, and somehow or other they understood that he has come to Jagannath Puri to take shelter of Mahaprabhu. So at that time, due to complete affection to their son, they used to send many servants and also gold coins. So for 2 years or so, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami used to invite Mahaprabhu and his associates for lunch prasad. With whatever money he had from his parents, he was spending that for feeding and serving the Vaishnavas. Then he was thinking that I am depending on my parents and this is not good. Mahaprabhu will not be pleased. Then what he did, then actually he used to get food from this Annadan, the places where food are given free. Then he also thought that this action is also not pleasing to Mahaprabhu. Then he went and then stood in front of the Simhadwara gate begging for alms. Then also he felt that it is also like mind fluctuating, that who will give alms or not, and that is also not good, judging a person. This person may give, this person may not give. And then he also gave up that action also. Then finally, whatever is the food grains coming out of the gutter from the kitchen, so it will be swollen. He used to remove the outer portion, and the inner portion, which will be little hot, he used to mix with salt, and then he used to take it. This was his renunciation standard. And Mahaprabhu knew everything, as he is the Antaryami. And when once Raghunatha Dasa Goswami was partaking this Amrita, Krishna Amrita, he is saying, "Why are you selfish? You want to alone taste this Krishna nectar? Please give me." And by force he took it. So Mahaprabhu, he is a Bhava Bhakta Vatsala. We can see how he is very intimately related to Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. So in this way we can understand, Mahaprabhu actually wanted Raghunatha Dasa Goswami to express and to be an exemplary in this mood of renunciation and detachment. Mahaprabhu came to this material world only to give this knowledge and message, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. So only by detachment one can become happy. Detachment from material things and attachment to Krishna. Attachment to Krishna can develop only when we are detached from material things. And attachment to Krishna will increase only when we are detached from material things. And actually here, in material world, somehow or other, the tendency is to grab. And Mahaprabhu clearly says that, okay, that greedy tendency, you should dovetail it in the attachment to Krishna. Raghunatha Dasa Goswami wonderfully he demonstrated this leela. We all know that Raghunatha Dasa Goswami is Prayojana Acharya. And Mahaprabhu, he was completely satisfied by the devotional ecstatic symptoms of Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. And he actually gave his two valuable treasures. One is the Gunjamala, and the other one is the Govardhan Sila. So what is the significance of Mahaprabhu giving Govardhan Sila to Raghunatha Dasa Goswami? He was so completely satisfied. He is giving Govardhana Sila means he is actually giving him eternal residence to live at Govardhan. That's why after Mahaprabhu winded up his pastime, still, whenever Raghunatha Dasa Goswami was still in Puri, he would not directly approach Mahaprabhu. Whatever he wanted, request, he used to approach Mahaprabhu only through Swarup Damodar Goswami. So that is the nice Vaishnava etiquette. And Mahaprabhu, when he gave Govardhan Sila, means it is indicating that definitely you are not going to feel or bear the separation after I disappear. So I am giving you the residence at Govardhan. And Gujamala, it's the famous worshipable item. So Mahaprabhu gave out of his own hand to Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. And he gave valuable instruction to Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. So whenever valuable instruction is given to Goswami, actually we should understand that it is coming to us and we should follow in the footsteps of these great acharyas. The first instruction, don't indulge in worldly talk. Because the reason is, whatever we talk, that becomes our consciousness. Whether it is Gramya Katha or the village Katha or the Krishna Katha, whatever we talk, that is going to determine our consciousness. Mahaprabhu says, no, don't hear worldly talk. Somehow or other, if we hear worldly talk, it puts influence on us. Even if we have developed a friendship with a devotee for 20, 30, 40 years, if someone comes and then gossips, then our image and perception immediately changes. So anyhow, here Mahaprabhu says that we should be very careful. We should completely avoid mundane matters. And more we hear Krishna Katha, the more we are attracted to Krishna. So it's very, very important to whom we associate and hear. And don't eat delicious food, but take whatever food may come of its own accord. So if a person is aristocratic family or in a good family, not necessarily he has to eat only curd rice. Krishna has given him in his position, he can offer and then take it as a prasadam. That's why it said, whatever ordinary food come of its own accord. Sometimes it may be delicious, sometimes it may not be. Anyhow, it has to be taken as Krishna prasad. That should be the mood. Honoring prasad can be done either in the mode of enjoyment, also in the mood to accept it as a duty, or in the mood that when we take this prasad, Krishna becomes very happy. We should develop this mood of honoring the prasad to make the acharyas and Krishna happy. Yashya prasado bhagavat prasado. Don't dress luxuriously, because when we dress luxuriously, naturally to prostrate before a Vaishnava, Vaishnavi, we will think several times, oh, this is my costly dress. It may get dirt. So such feelings will come. And always try to take the name of Krishna with the attitude of giving respect to others. Trinadapi, Sunichena, Taroriva, Sahishnuna, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtanaya, Sadahari. Actually, that is the necklace which everyone has to wear continuously if they want to incessantly chant the holy name of Krishna. And don't expect respect, because respect, actually, sometimes the tendency is that people may get hurt if others don't give respect. But in spiritual life, if others respect or don't respect, we have nothing to lose. Because the more we become humble, like a blade of grass, the more is the opportune moment for us to enter into the kingdom of God. So we are renouncing something to get something higher, that we should remember. So what is the harm that someone doesn't respect us, but Krishna recognizes us and then Krishna is happy and he can take back home back to God. I think we are not going to lose anything. Be humble, never aspire for respectful dealings from others. So in this way, chant the holy name constantly and then serve Radha Krishna in the mood of Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? For us, what is Vrindavan? Whomever devotees we come in contact, that is the orbit of devotees' contact, that is Vrindavan. If we have good relationship with them, then we are happy, it is Vrindavan. We may be in ISKCON, we may be in the association of devotees, but with our surroundings. So if we somehow or other develop some aversion mood, then it is hell. So Vrindavan is not something anywhere. Actually, Vrindavan is actually only in our heart. It is also again only a matter of realization. Krishna doesn't send many souls to us. Maybe 50, 100, 500 souls, devotees in our contact maximum. Maybe 20 to 30 close. So we should be happy with them. That makes Vrindavan more. So always we should try to live in Vrindavan more, both in home as well as in the association of devotees. So such is the wonderful instruction given by Lord Chaitanya to Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. So Raghunatha Dasa Goswami was wonderfully enjoying the association of Mahaprabhu. 16 years he was able to relish that. And when Mahaprabhu disappeared from the material vision, then Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, somehow or other, he couldn't feel the separation loss. But for a couple of years, Sarup Damodara Goswami was there at Puri. So he was somehow or other consoling the loss of Mahaprabhu to Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. But after Sarup Damodara Goswami left his body from the material vision, things became completely shattered to Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. Then at that time, he didn't want to live up at Puri because those constant thoughts was coming to him. Then he immediately thought of going to Govardhan and then commit suicide. But Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami forbidden him not to commit suicide. See, you were most fortunate to see the later pastimes of Lord Chaitanya at Jagannath Puri. And here we, the Prajavasis, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, Lokanath Goswami, and Haridas Pandit, not Haridas Thakur, Haridas Pandit, he was the disciple of Anantacharya. Anantacharya was disciple of Gadadhara Pandit. And Haridas Pandit, disciple is Ganga Mata Goswami. That Haridas Pandit, he specifically told Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, he specifically mentioned to Haridas Pandit, mentioned this to Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami to write on Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami's empowerment to write Chaitanya Charitamrita came when Raghunatha Dasa Goswami was repeatedly requested by the Goswamis of Vrindavan to speak about Mahaprabhu Leela. He used to speak for 4 hours daily at the Radha Kund. And Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami used to hear that. And then he was able to compose Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, we all know that they are all Manjaris. In some version, he is mentioned as Prati Manjari, Banumati. Acharyas can differ in their opinion. Gaura Ganadesa Deepika mentions that such and such associates are such associates, Manjaris. And in Prema Vilas, it may be different. But nothing to get confused. Acharyas can differ in their opinion. We should understand that. Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, at that time there was no concept of building this bhajan kutir. They used to just sit under the shade of the tree. And then one day he didn't even sit under the shade of a tree. But being in Manjari Leela, we all know that externally they behave in such a way that they give instruction to us, but internally they are always observed in Manjari Bhav, deep meditation of Radha Krishna. So he was actually, the sunlight came and then it was flashing on Raghunatha Dasa Goswami's body. Then immediately Radha Rani appeared and then she put a veil sari above the head of Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, and this was seen by Sanatana Goswami. Later, Sanatana Goswami chastised Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, saying that we should not accept service from Radha Krishna. Rather, we should render service to Radha Krishna. And one more time also, Sanatana Goswami was able to see Krishna guarding a tiger drinking water when it came near Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. So he told that we should not make the trouble of putting anxiety to Radha Krishna. So this Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, they had wonderful such pastime in this Radha Kund. Here, almost after coming to Vrindavan, he resided here for almost 4 decades, 40 years, doing bhajan. Bhajan means actually, with the internal Siddha Deha Swarupa, they used to completely absorbed in pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Apart from that, they were also writing many literatures like Stavamala, Manasa Siksha, Mukta Charita, and many more wonderful books. So all those books are their wonderful realization. And for Acharya's pure devotees, whatever they write, it actually comes as a natural bubble continuously from their hearts because they are realizing that Leela. So we should try to understand these things. And Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, he had a very wonderful intimate relationship dealings with Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami. We all know that Raghunatha Dasa Goswami in his Manjari Swarupa, he was continuously meditating, like almost they used to sleep only a couple of hours. The reason is that because naturally when one reaches the stage of Ashakti Bhava, Mahabhava, naturally in the initial stage, the tendency of the mind is to get entangled in matter or in some sense gratificatory activities in any form. But once one reaches the stage of Ashakti Bhava, Mahabhava, the tendency is that continuous shower of love for Krishna comes from the heart and it will directly flow towards Krishna. And that is also a stage that has to be realized. And that stage will come only when the material bodily demand diminishes. So just for the sake of maintaining the body, he was just having a few, one cup of buttermilk every day, sleeping only 2 hours, mostly absorbed in bhajans, as well as intimate relationship with the devotees. And he was also very fortunate to meet Srinivasa Acharya and Janava Devi, wife of Nityananda Prabhu, when they came to Vrindavan, and especially when they came here to meet both Raghunatha Dasa Goswami and Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami on the bank of the Radha Kund. We can also see Raghunatha Dasa Goswami Samadhi at the bank of Radha Kund. So the disappearance day of Acharya is very powerful because when they appear, normally what they did, no one knows. But after they disappear, their highest achievement in terms of how they have contributed to the disciplic succession is well appreciated. And just by remembering them and then praying to them, and then by getting the mercy, we are sure to attain the lotus feet of Radha Krishna by their grace. Such confidence we should have. So we should always feel pride that such and such acharyas, they are very intimately related to Radha Krishna. And we can definitely, knowing their spiritual identity, we can appreciate the wonderful transcendental service. So now we will hear about the glorious pastimes of Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami, who is the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So near to Katwa, hardly 2 hours travel from Mayapur is Katwa. There around should be around 10 to 12 kilometers far of place is a place called as Jamatpur. There is also a station, but these places are all easily accessible going from Mayapur, going to Katwa, going to Jamatpur, Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami birthplace, going to the Srikanda Bharatanga, the birthplace of Lochandas Thakur, and then going to Denur, the birthplace of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Because for Mahaprabhu Leela, these three books, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata, Chaitanya Mangala, so they are all only, you can say, like, you go in from morning from Mayapur, by evening time we can reach to Mayapur back visiting all these places. So we should also develop a desire, because when we develop a desire, Mahaprabhu will fulfill that. There is no doubt on that. And for us, our desire should be to visit these places and then to appreciate this dham, and also how much they have given us this valuable, precious gift of Chaitanya, Gaura Prem to us, because Prabhupada has given the purpose. Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami has wonderfully demonstrated that. So this is like a small village, Jamatpur. So we can see the worshipable deity of Gaur Nitai. So this is the personal worshipable deity of Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami. And we can also see Radha Krishna deity below. So here, Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami, he resided here along with his brother. And the priest of this deity was Bunarnava Mishra. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu's associate Meenaketan Ramadas came. He is a very powerful Vaishnava. But generally, any great personality comes, if a person sits on the Vyasasana or if he worships the deity, no need to give attention to the person who has come as an audience. But in case of Roma Harshan Sota, Adi Guru Balaram came, and we all know that Balaram became angry. Here, Nityananda Prabhu's stalwart, powerful devotee, Meenaketan Ramadas came. Gunarama Mishra, he was worshipping the deity, and he felt that he was neglected. Who? Meenaketan Ramadas. Then he immediately broke the flute, and then out of anger, he went out of the home. And then Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami rebuked and then chastised his brother. So you are all having faith on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but not on Nityananda. It's like a half logic. I like only the second portion of the hen because it can give egg. So he said that we should have complete attachment and faith on Gaur Nityananda. And he chastised his brother. So whenever a devotee is insulted and a devotee intervenes and confronts, Mahaprabhu is pleased. Can be done in many ways. I could say that because sometimes when devotees are being criticized, attacked, there are ways to express that. One time in Hyderabad, some devotees were attacked, and then it was like a physical injury. And then police also saw harassing. This news also went to His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. So he was very angry. Who all attacked these devotees? This police inspector. Then immediately he told, take the car. Then with an angry mood, red hot eyes, he went there. Then devotees all, they were completely shocked seeing the mood of Maharaj. Then the car reached the station. Which inspector? Then they thought something is going to happen. Then he was expressing his anger mood and saying that this is the inspector. He flatly fell down. See, you have to protect all these devotees. If you are not protecting, how they will come? His mood completely got changed. So there are ways how, according to time, place, situation, because generally when devotees are hurt, then the feeling is that we have to cut the tang or we have to speak harshly. Not necessarily, but it's a way how we have to. It is like we have to learn these things from more mature devotees. But here, Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami, he confronted his brother. So you have made Nityananda's associate very angry, heavy chastisement. So Nityananda Prabhu came in his dream and told that, please shift yourself from Bengal to Vrindavan. So that was the instruction given by Lord Nityananda to Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami. So we all went there. So there actually, whatever the script of Chaitanya Charitamrita is written, they have now just put a lamination cover because it was earlier written in a palm leaf, no? Sometimes 400, 450 years back, even sometimes when they take the leaf, it may break up. Now this manuscript's original, which was personally handwritten by Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami, we can see those manuscript. And definitely we all know that how much we are getting benefited by reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we should do something for spreading the glory of Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami. That is a beautiful place, Jamatpur. And this now, what we are seeing now, is the Paduka of Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami, which he used before 500 years before. Now it has become very old and torn, but still the remnants, we can see the dust. At least we can see and then put our hands and then take the dust and put it on our forehead. At least we are so fortunate to take darshan of this Paduka of Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami, who has written this same as Chaitanya Charitamrita. So worship of Vaishnavas, lotus feet to dust, as well as the feet washing, washed water, as well as the Uchishta food remnants. They are considered to be the three main precious items to develop in Krishna consciousness. And that we can also see the Samadhi of Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami. Samadhi means three samadhis will be there: Jiva Samadhi, the original Samadhi, Pushpa Samadhi, and also the Smriti Samadhi is there. So here we can see the Pushpa Samadhi and also the Bhajan Kutir of Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami at Jamatpur. So we can all see it's like almost like now some renovation work is happening, but still village, it will be like a remote village, we can say. And Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami, we all know that after coming to Vrindavan, and then he was empowered to write Chaitanya Charitamritam. Before that, he took darshan of Madan Mohan deity, and then the garland fell from the neck of Madan Mohan, and then it gave a symptom that he is blessed to write Chaitanya Charitamritam. And then Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita at Radhakund, at this Bhajan Kutir. If you visit Radhakund in Vrindavan, just hardly should be 100 meters, Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami Bhajan Kutir. He personally sat here and wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is called as Brihat Mridanga, we can say. Now, whatever he wrote here, now we can see how Chaitanya Charitamrita is vastly spread all over the world. The Gaudiya Vaishnava devotees are describing and then relishing the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. How powerful. So from the outside, we can see the Bhajan Stali of Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami, just 100 meters from Radhakund only, very near to the Samadhi of Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. So worshipable. We can also understand Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami. He is the Kasturi Manjari. Again, Manjari Swarupa, we can understand. They are not ordinary personalities, we can understand. And the Pushpa Samadhi we can see in Jamatpur, and also the Jiva Samadhi at the Radhakund we can see. So we can pray, because after coming to Vrindavan, then because mostly the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, they were recorded in Kadachas diaries. The earlier pastime was recorded by Murari Gupta, and that was revealed in Chaitanya Bhagavat. The later part, pastime, most of the pastime, what Raghunatha Dasa Goswami knew, he heard it from Swarup Damodar. And Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami, after hearing from Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, was completely empowered to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. Again, his disappearance places, the most worshipable place, we all can pray that we can understand at least a speck, a little drop of the Krishna Prema Sagara, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gaura Prema ocean. And definitely by the mercy of Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami, even a little drop can drown in pure love for Krishna. And these three great Goswami samadhis also we can find in Radhakund: Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami, and Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. The famous three Goswami samadhi at Radhakund is well known. So we all know that he got the blessings of the Vaishnavas, he got the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nityananda Prabhu personally blessed him. So that's why it was possible. Chaitanya Bhagavata, Vrindavan Das Thakur was also the last disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. So he was also able to accomplish the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So Nityananda Prabhu is very eager to bring about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya to the outside world. We can also see how Madan Mohan deity blessed him by garlanding him. And then we all know that what is the output? Blessings of the, because a person cannot write these transcendental literatures, only if he is empowered he can write, and certainly can develop the mood. Like, actually we have to relish Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says somehow or other, if he can learn little bit of Bengali, even if he try attempt to relish these pastimes of Mahaprabhu, Panchatattva becomes very pleased, because from their point of view, oh, this personality is struggling hard to understand me, then they give the intelligence. So this is the Bhajan Kutir of Vishwadasa Kaviraja Goswami, and also how he has written this famous scripts, which has now come in a book format, now in digital format. Now we can go to the pastime of Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he married, he went to Bangladesh. That is after his marriage with Lakshmi Priya. So at that time, he met most of the associates there. At that time, there was a famous personality called as Tapan Mishra. Tapan Mishra, he had a dream. Actually, he had a dream where Mahaprabhu used to stay. And then the next day he went there and he was able to locate Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was wonderfully addressing a gathering before his devotees. And when the gathering was finished, then Tapan Mishra approached him solitarily and he told that, I am a Brahmana. I have read out the Vedic scriptures, but I don't know what is the Vedic conclusion. You have to tell me. So it means that if a person has even read the complete Vedas, not necessarily he should come to the conclusion what is the ultimate goal of human form of life. There are many branches. But since we are so fortunate, we are reading Bhakti Vedanta purports, even a small child boy can understand that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead and Krishna can be approached by devotional service, and only way in Kali Yuga is Mahamantra. This Rupa has made us easy, but generally it is very, very deep and mysterious. Unless we get the grace of Acharyas, Krishna, Mahaprabhu, it is not easy to assimilate all these things. So then immediately Mahaprabhu told to Tapan Mishra, the goal of life is to love Krishna and you have to serve Krishna with body, mind and words. You have to completely dedicate yourself to him. And the means of developing love is to chant the holy name. This instruction was given by Mahaprabhu to Tapan Mishra. Tapan Mishra's son is Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami. And after giving this instruction to Tapan Mishra, Mahaprabhu, he told to Tapan Mishra, you go and live in Varanasi. So it means that Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead and the sannyas, it is in his Nitya Swarupa. So he could give a hint to Tapan Mishra that after taking sannyasi, anyhow, when I am going to reach Vrindavan, surely I will come across Varanasi. You reside there. There we will discuss and relish things more. So he told that I will be coming to Varanasi very soon. It means that he is going to take sannyas. And then we will discuss about the Harinam, Harinam Katha, Harinam Tattva, and also the Prayojana, what you have to do. So Tapan Mishra shifted his residence from Bangladesh. And he shifted his residence from Bangladesh to Varanasi. And we all know that Mahaprabhu stayed in Varanasi for 2 months giving instruction to Sanatan Goswami, the complete instruction. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhakya Vanjiva Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Latta Bija, how 84 lakh species of life transfiguration happens. And then how the various planetary systems, how the miseries are present in all the places, and in none of the yuga, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, Kali Yuga, a jiva should not stay here. And in none of the planets. So Mahaprabhu is giving that, actually this is a place where everyone should desire to give it up quickly. That's why he was mentioning that. And when Mahaprabhu came to Varanasi, he then stayed at the house of Tapan Mishra, taking lunch at the home of Chandrasekhara Vaidya. At that time, Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, he developed tremendous attachment to Mahaprabhu. He was a small boy. And we all know that small boys, naturally, they become the object of affection for all the elderly members, generally, in general. And Mahaprabhu, Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami is none other than Raga Manjari. So he developed intimate attachment with Mahaprabhu. He used to wash the dishes of Mahaprabhu and then do menial services, massaging him, and then even all types of menial services. And in that way, Mahaprabhu blessed him so much that he said that, see, your parents, they are pure Vaishnavas. You have to take care of them nicely. And only if they are matured enough, in the sense that they give up the body, then you should come to Vrindavan and take the association of Rupa Sanatan Goswami. So such intimate reciprocation happened between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami. And Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu, after visiting Vrindavan, giving association to Rupa Sanatan Goswami, came back to Puri. Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, not able to feel the separation from Mahaprabhu, he came to Puri and then stayed with Mahaprabhu for 8 months. And then Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, he used to invite Mahaprabhu for lunch daily. Mahaprabhu, Supreme Personality, whomever he invites, he used to fulfill those desires. And personally, Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami is also a great cook, because the service, because a real mother who has tremendous love and affection for child, she naturally wants to cook and then serve him like Mother Yashoda. So here, it's a seva. So Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, he was personally cooking and then offering and then inviting Mahaprabhu to take lunch along with his associate. So Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, he again, apart from his association from Varanasi, he took association of Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri for 8 months. And then he remained in Kasi for 4 years after serving Mahaprabhu for 8 months in Jagannath Puri. There was some specific instruction given by Lord Chaitanya to Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami that you have to read Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam verses can be read in a nice way, we can say, like in Brahma Samhita tune, the normal tune. There are many tunes. And then it is said that the tune produced from the lotus mouth of Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami will be like a cuckoo. So sweet and the melody. Mahaprabhu told, you have to serve your elderly parents. In case of Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, in one way, Mahaprabhu condemned Raghunatha Dasa Goswami's parents. Though they were almost like pure Vaishnava, still the tendency to enjoy the gold coins was there. Mahaprabhu didn't like that. But in case of Tapan Mishra, who is the father of Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, he told the personally, you have to serve them nicely. And after his parents all left, again he came to Puri. Again he was the association of Mahaprabhu for 8 months. Second time again he took Mahaprabhu, so dear to Mahaprabhu. And then he left to Vrindavan to take the association of Rupa Sanatan Goswami. But all these things, whatever happens in a devotee's life, is well orchestrated by Lord Chaitanya. So at that time, when he came again to meet Lord Chaitanya for the second time at Puri, and when he was supposed to go to Vrindavan, he gave two wonderful gifts. For Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, he gave Govardhan Sila and Gunjamala. And for Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, he gave the prasad of Jagannath. He himself personally received during a festival a garland of tulasi leaves. He personally gave that too from the hand of Mahaprabhu. And also some betel nuts, the Jagannath's Mahaprasad. And the joy of Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami knew no bounds. He was very happy after receiving this wonderful gifts. He was very, very happy. That's why even if we get a little bit of gifts, prasad, flowers, uchishta, maybe the dust, that is considered to be more precious in devotional life, not the external, because generally in matter, if a person gives a house, car, that is well appreciated. But in spiritual life, these things are most to be appreciated. Then Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, after taking association of Mahaprabhu, he came to Vrindavan. And then after hearing the news that Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami has reached Vrindavan, the other Goswamis of Vrindavan, their joy knew no bounds. Sri Rup, Sri Sanatan, then Gopala Bhatta Raghunath, Jiva Goswami, Dasa Raghunath, they were very happy to receive Bhatta Raghunath. And one way we can say, Gopala Bhatta Goswami as well as Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, they are a little bit younger in age. So naturally, Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami and Gopala Bhatta Goswami, they got so much affection from the Goswami. Rupa Sanatan, they excavated the holy places, they wrote the granthas. Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, renunciation and detachment. Gopala Bhatta Goswami, the specific service is deity worship. And for Bhatta Raghunath Goswami, is reading Srimad Bhagavatam continuously in a melodious mood. Every Vaishnava, they used to come and then assemble, and then they will be completely observed, because those who are in the Bhava Prema level, just by hearing each Akshara, their joy increases abundantly, which is inconceivable for a conditioned mind. But they were enjoying those things. And Jiva Goswami, he was given the service of book distribution. So, in the company of these wonderful Goswamis, he was completely immersed in chanting Maha Mantra, Harikatha, reading Bhagavatam. And whenever Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami reads Bhagavatam, all the Goswamis and even the other local residents of Vrindavana, they used to reside there. Already the cuckoos, the parrots, the peacock, they used to create a wonderful sound in Vrindavan. And the Bhagavata verses emanating from the lotus mouth of Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, that will still increase still the melodious mood in Vrindavan. So it is Vrindavan is a place of where one can completely devote and immerse in loving Krishna. So these two things, how to love Krishna, how to serve Krishna, we can learn from this great Acharyas and all these Goswamis using the Siddha Deha Swarupa. They are all Manjaris and they were wonderfully serving Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. We can also find the Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami's Samadhi, the Jiva Samadhi also in Vrindavan. So this Acharya's disappearance pastime is so enacting that just by remembering, we can get that grace. And we should develop this Ashabandha. Ashabandha means we may not be qualified, but in spite of our disqualification, we should try to develop a distaste for material enjoyment and a taste which we may not know what is really pure love for Krishna, but I need to attain that. Shuddha Nama should be our goal. And these personalities are here only to bless us. Hare Krishna. With this I end. Whatever comments, realization, you can share. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Wonderful presentation and very enlightening glorification of Raghunatha Das Goswami, Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I am requesting devotees, if anybody have any questions or realization, please go ahead. Please raise your hands. We can unmute for you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I just want to say, Prabhuji, I just want to thank you. Whenever you come, you show us these places and our desire to go there intensify. I mean, please bless me and bless us so that, you know, these are the other places we get to know, but these are the hidden places that without Vaishnavas like you, without telling us, we wouldn't even know. So without that, even the desire cannot come. So please bless us that we can one day visit all this.
Hare
places.
Krishna, Hare Jai. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And you taught us how the Vaishnavas and especially the Goswamis should be our life and soul. And may that be so, Prabhu, please. Thank you so much. And once again, Dandavat Pranam, Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
Hare Hare Krishna, Vrinda Gopita Mataji, please go ahead with your question, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dangat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Chachi Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. Every time Prabhuji, whenever you come, you take us in Shidam Vrindavan Dham, Shishi Mayapur Dham, and that words is touch so hard that when we hear Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha from senior Vaishnava, that place is Shidam Vrindavan Dham. You explain about, it is difficult to explain the whole class summary in 2.5 minutes, but I try my best. Raghunath Das Goswami, first you take the darshan of deities of Raghunath Das Goswami, Shri Nityananda and Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then you explain about the detachment of material world. When we detach from material world, then only we get the mercy of Lord Krishna and Srimati Shishi Radha Rani, and how we can learn this by our six Goswami's behavior. They are so rich, but they detach from all the material things, and they completely surrender to Lord Krishna and Srimati Shishi Radha Rani. Then you explain about Mahaprabhu's and Shishi Nityananda's deities, and it's very beautiful. And then you explain about Raghunath Das Goswami's father. He's a tax collector, and Raghunath Das is a... Please forgive me. Then Raghunath Das worshipable deities, Shishi Chaitanya and Shishi Nityanand Prabhu. Then we can see all the lilas visualize in our eyes, the river of Saraswati and new pond, and then become a lake, and then now it's become a little pond and residence of Raghunath Das Goswami. Then Balram Acharya, Acharya Thakur, Shishi Nityanand Pramukh, Shishi Nityananda Prabhu came to Panihati Dham, and respectful obeisances given by Raghunath Das Goswami. He is sitting last, and Shishi Nityananda give a blessing to our Raghunath Das Goswami, and he gave a blessing that very soon you get the blessing of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you explain about the banyan tree of Nityananda sitting on Ganges. Then Radha Bhavan, then Damyanti is her sister, and he cooked lots of prasadam, especially son papdi, and that prasadam is from when they are traveling from Shri Jagannath Puri Dham. It is burning 1 month or 2 months from Shidham Mayapur Dham. That time that prasadam eat by all Vaishnava and prepare. Yes, Damyanti is expert cook. Then Panihati festival with lots of fruits and milks and curds and dry fruits, and explain about the fragrance of Shishi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's garland. Only fortune soul can get the darshan of Shishi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they will see the leelas of Lord Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they both will meet to each other. And you explain about the Lord Nityananda's potency, sitting in the, there is no place to sit, so that some Vaishnava are sitting in the Ganges river also. And this is very touch to heart, that chant with Krishna is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained about chanting, eating and dancing. Every day is a festival for devotee, because they chant attentively, they are round eating prasadam and hearing Krishna Katha and Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha. So for devotee, every day is a festival. After this festival, Raghunath Das Goswami given a gold coin. He is not given directly, but that is given by Raghav Pandit. After sitting mercy of Nityananda, he walk alone in the jungle side, and then you explain Mahaprabhu, he is close association Raghunath Das Goswami and spirit of devotion of Raghunath Das Goswami. Then you explain six Goswami, external renunciation Mahaprabhu, first he gave a gold coin to Vaishnava, then Annadan, then begging food, standing nearby Shishi Jagannatha, and then he feels that is also judging Vaishnava. So he is eating food, those food is not eaten by by Kayarani, and after that he detached with the material things and only attached with Lord. We have to detach with all the material things and attach to Lord Krishna. That is the lesson given by Raghunath Das Goswami. After that he drink only two or three buttermilk, very little, like a mutthi mein itna hi buttermilk material, maintain the material body. And Parayojan Acharya Mahaprabhuji is given a Govardhan Sila and Swarup, and Gunja Mala also, and valuable instruction. This is the last one because we have a time limit. So valuable instruction given by Raghunath Das Goswami: don't don't talk material things. Try with when we meet to devotee, we share Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha. Try to talk the only Krishna Katha. Avoid the mundane things, and Krishna take Krishna Prasad and invite senior Vaishnava to our home. Don't eat delicious food. Take only whatever necessary food for our body, offer to Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Don't dress exclusively, bahut hi bhare bhare dress nahi pehna chahiye. Always try to take the name of Krishna with attitude of respect of under with das dasanu das bhav. Be humble, never be respectful to all Vaishnava, never expect any respect from any Vaishnava. And the Sridham Vrindavan Dham, where is the Sridham Vrindavan Dham, where we sit with Vaishnava and hearing Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha, that is the Sridham Vrindavan Dham, Shri Radha Kunda, and go and then you take us in Shri Radha Kunda, that is the life of mercy of Srimati Shri Radha Rani. Govardhan is most fortunate. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji's pastime, Haridas Pandit, Advait Acharya Prabhuji, it's going on and on. Bank of the Radha Kunda, Raghunath Das Goswami Samadhi, and Srimati Shishi, Jab Raghunath Das Goswami sitting in a bank of Srimati Shishi Radha Kunda, that time Srimati Shishi Radha Rani unko aise pallu karke sun se protect karte, then they make a small hut renders for Prabhuji. The Leelas is going on and on. Last you explained about the about the Lord Nityananda and Lord Krishna. Lord Nityananda gave instruction to Shri Kaviraj Krishnadas Goswami to write down Shri Chaitanya Charanamrita nearby Jamadpura, and Prabhupada is given this purport, versatile duties of Shri Gaurnita and of Srimati Shri Radharani in Lord Krishna and Shri Gaurnitai by Kaviraj Krishnadas Goswami is merciful by Lord Krishna, Shri Nityananda to write down the Shri Chaitanya Charanamrita. The Leelas is going on. Koti Koti Dandvat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. Prabhuji, please share with us all the darshan and all the presentation so that we can share in a make 2 minutes small video and share with all Vaishnava, those who are newcomer in bhakti. Hari Hari Gauranga, Koti Koti Dhanvat Param to your seva Prabhuji. You make our day, you take us in a dam. Not only me, I am explaining all the Jislila behalf of all Vaishnava. Ananta Koti
Dhanvat. Thank you, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Rindaga Mataji, Rinda Gopika Mataji. You have been very nicely old class. Thank you so much. Well, thank you, Mataji. You can go ahead with your question, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful class. So nice realizations also. I wish that we visit these places and also do something to preserve these places, like how I think there are many projects for Gaur Mundal Bhumi preservation. I heard that because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did some preservation, we are able to locate these places very easily. And if we don't do something big there, our next generation's may struggle to even locate them. Would you like to say something about that, Prabhuji? And also,
we all visited those places, and most of the places are being under renovation. And His Holiness Jayapatara Swami Maharaj is the life chairman of Bhakti Vedanta Swami Charity Trust. So devotees, they can choose some specific places, because Chaitanya Charitamrita is a wonderful literature given by Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami. And we can approach the Mayapur Bhakti Vedanta Swami Charity Trust, and we can donate to them in some specific project name, and they will come through Bhakti Vedanta Swami Charity Trust, and they will redirect the funds, because many renovation is happening, and many places are there. So the entire Acharya Parampara, Prabhupada will be pleased. Prabhupada, that's why he made a trust for this. And certainly, like Bir Nagar, birthplace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which is hardly near to Krishna Nagar, and this Jamatpur, Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami birthplace, and some more places, they are all nicely identified and located. So certainly, devotees can work in those directions. If someone can take the lead, something we can do, because Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami has done great, highest charitable work to us. So His glory should be spread for the coming generation. Like if devotees go there, at least for hundreds of devotees to stay there, and then some facility should be there.
Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji. And one more question regarding the difference of opinion in Acharyas. So you said even in Bhagavatam, in one purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that I don't remember who two Acharyas, but they differ in whether the Pralaya comes after Manu's time or after Brahma's day, like that. So like the same way you said that in different literatures, different Acharyas have mentioned their Siddha Rupa as, maybe a different Manjaris. So how to understand this, Prabhuji? Can you help us more?
So from Gaura Ganadesa Deepika, it was written by Kavi Karnapur, who is none other than the son of Sivananda Sen. Sivananda Sen is a close associate of Mahaprabhu. And Sivananda Sen, he is also a gopi form. So he used to, Kavi Karnapur, he used to discuss with his father. He used to say, no, this personality is this person from Krishna Lila, because they are already the eternal associates serving in that Siddhadeha Swarupa. So that is one authorized way. Prema Vilas, the disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. So they have also, coming from the Janava Devi line, they have also written something. Sometimes they may differ, because sometimes Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, this Rati Manjari or Rasa Manjari or Raga Manjari or Bhanumati. So, but it doesn't matter. I asked this question to His Holiness Bhanuswami Maharaj. He told the same answer only. Acharyas can differ in their opinion. And specifically, like Sridhara Swami, there are Goswami's commentary in our books, and Sridhara Swami, his commentary will be in such a way like if demons criticize Krishna, Sridhara Swami says that what the demon said about Krishna is true, but he actually intended to say in this way. So positively he used to make that. So we can relish in such ways. So Acharya's commentary, it gives flavors and juices, and there is nothing to contract. This Acharya has said like this, this Acharya has said like that. It is their opinion to enhance and then to increase the flavor, juices of the rasas while relishing Krishna Katha.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Your class is also very nectarian and juicy, not only the philosophy and your realizations. And because you have read so many books, you can give us a synopsis of, the chronological thing, which is very rare. In many classes, we don't get it. What happened first, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Raghunath Das Goswami twice. And, this is a very... very wonderful association, Prabhuji. We cannot repay you. We can only, hope to serve you in some way. And please bless us to follow in your footsteps and be inspired by your example to become devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
All glories to Guru Gaurama.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Beautiful explanation. Anishya Mataji, you can go ahead with your question, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so, so much. I just joined the class, so I just missed your class, but it was really wonderful by Vrinda Gopika Mataji. She
why is it breaking up?
In your class, actually, I love the Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, there is someone unmuted, Mataji. Am I audible?
Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Okay. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. I just joined the class in the last moment only. So the thing is, which I love in your class is the presentation which you make and the flow which you give for each and every presentation and about each Goswamis which you give. And the lastly which you told is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. Our moment is just only sing, dance and take prasadam. That is what even Prabhupada also to tell even all the devotees. So that is really wonderful. And my special thanks to Vrinda Gopika Mataji. Though I came late, I was able to recap the class, like how it happened also, which makes me to hear on the YouTube now itself. So it's very wonderful. Thank you, Mataji, and thank you, Prabhuji. Thanks a lot. So please come again and give such relation classes, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Prabhuji, can I read messages in the chat box with your permission?
Yeah.
Niharika Mataji is saying, thank you, Prabhuji. Chiromani Mataji, thank you, Prabhuji, for the wonderful pastime. Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. And Tiffany Mataji, Hare Krishna, such a beautiful class and opportunity for darshan and parikrama. Such a blessing to hear about Jeevana Gaura Hari Prabhu for your services. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Yeah, those messages, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Pancha Kalpa Tarubhya Kripa Sindhubhya Eva
Chapatikana.
Thank you, Radha Mataji. Thank you, Shyamagauri Mataji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for enlightening class today. We are very grateful.
Thank you, Kapil.
And we look forward to your association again in the future.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very
wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Beautiful class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. It's really nice to see all of you, Matajis and Prabhujis, on the camera.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for joining today's Bhagavatam. Today's special session.